Yomer Perek Yomel Mishnah Zayin. We've been learning that the Kohen Gadol changes his clothes many times on Yom Kippur. When he's doing a regular daily activity, like the Karban Tamid, he would wear big day Zahav, which were special begadim that had gold threads in them. But when he did any Yom Kippur avodos that were special and distinct only for Yom Kippur, he would wear big day Levanim. He would wear white linen clothes. And this Mishnah discusses a little bit about those big day Levan. Bashachar hayalobesh pelusin shel shneimas armona. In the morning, when he put on his white begadim lavan, big day lavan, the linen vestments, he would put them on in the morning. He would wear linen made of pelusin, which means linen that was made in a place in Mitzrayim in Egypt called Pelusium, where the linen was of the finest, best quality. And he would wear that, and the begadim would be worth 12 mana. The mana was a large gold coin that was worth 25 selah, or 100 dinar, which is quite a bit of money. And 12 mana, 1200 dinar, that's pretty expensive. And so he would wear these begadim, uvein harbayim, and in the afternoon, when he would wear big day lavan for the afternoon talmid, he would put on hanidvin, which were again white linen begadim. These were made of Indian linen. And he would go back into the Kodesh Kodeshim to take out all the kelim he had used when he burned the Ketores. And these ones were shel shmona meo zuz, were 800 zuz value. So the morning ones were 12 mana, and the afternoon ones were 8 mana. So they were worth less. Zu divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, b'shachar hayalove shel shmona asar mona, uveno arbayim shel shneim asar mona, hakol shloshim mona. The Chachamim say, however, that the entire value of the linen garments was 30 mona, not the 20 that Rabbi Meir had said, and the morning ones were more expensive. They were 18 mona, and the afternoon ones were 12 mana. So they hold that they were more expensive than Rabbi Meir's. Both of them hold that the morning ones are more valuable than the afternoon ones. Elu Michel Tzibur, the money for these big day lavan came from public money, from the Chatzi Shekel that every Jew contributed once a year for the Trumas HaLishka, and then they would use them, as we learned in Shkolim. Vim Ratzel Hosef Mosef Meshalo. And if the Kohen Gadol wants to pay more money for more expensive big day lavan, then he would add from his own personal pocket any additional money that he would want to spend on these begadim. Mishnah Ches. Now we come back to the avoda of the day. He's brought the Karban Tamid, he's run up the ramp to the Mizbeach, and he's brought the Nisachin and the Chavitin, and he has done the Ketores inside the Kodesh, inside the Heichal. He has done all of this work. Now, Balo Eitzal Paro, now that he's finished the morning Tamid avoda, now he comes to his par, to his ox. Among the Karbanos for Yom Kippur was an ox that had to be a Karban Chatas for the Kohen Gadol, and it was going to be a kapara for himself, his family, and all the Kohanim, as we say in Yom Kippur Musaf when we go through the Avoda, and we will see in upcoming Mishnayos. The dam of this ox was going to be sprinkled on the outside Mizbeach in the Kodesh, but also in the Kodesh Kodashim. And he is going to be using, again, the white Beg Day Lavan that he uses for special Yom Kippur Avoda. So he comes to his par. Uparo haya omeid bein ha'ulam v'la Mizbeach. And his ox was standing between the ulam, which is a large room, the antechamber, that was 16 amos wide and 100 amos long, and it would be in front of the ulam, between the ulam and the mizbeach hachitzon that was in the kodesh. So it was outside the heichal proper, and it was standing in kodesh in the northern area between the mizbeach and the entrance that he was going to use so many times that day. Rosho Ladarom, the cow would have its head to the south, but Ufanov Lamayrov, and its face to the west. So its head was turned westward, the body was to the north of Mizbeach, and the head itself was to the south. So normally what you would want is that it was going to be facing west to the Kodesh Kodeshim to face the Shechina. But if it's facing the Kodesh Kodeshim directly facing due west, that means, to be inelegant, its backside is facing the east, which means its backside is facing the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the big Mizbeach that is in the Azara. The problem is, animals being animals, sometimes they do things from their backsides that are, shall we say, improper to do when one is standing right by the Mizbeach, and that would be a chilul of the Mizbeach, and we don't want it to do that. So we have it standing north-south, so that if it does go to the bathroom, then it's going to be doing so facing only a wall, not the Kodesh Kodeshim and not the Mizbeach. But cows' faces can be turned even as their heads face one direction. So it's supposed to have its face facing the Kodesh Kodeshim to the west, even as its head is on the southerly side. So in other words, it is standing parallel to the Mizbeach as it stands there in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Then V'akohen omid b'mizrach. The Kohen stands to the east of the cow, so in a sense, it's kind of behind the cow. The cow's face is pointing towards the Kodesh Kodeshim, and the Kohen is standing behind the cow's head, also ufan of Lamaira, facing the Kodesh Kodeshim. And then the Somech Shtei Yadav Alav, and then he does Smicha. So when the Kohen Gadol puts both his hands between the horns of the animal and leans his entire body weight on the animal, and he leans down, and he is sort of behind the animal's head, in a manner of speaking. So he's pushing on the back of the animal's head. Umisvada, and then he does vidui. He does his confession that is going to be for the kapara. V'chach hoya omer, and we say this nusach when we say the avoda in Yom Kippur Musaf. He would say the following: Ana Hashem, I beg of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he would pronounce Yud K Vav K the way it is written, not the way we usually say Ado Shem. He says, Avisi, I have acted wickedly, Poshati, I have rebelled, and chatasi, and I have sinned lefanecha in front of you. All of these are different types of averos. Avonos are done bemezid, peshoyim are done rebelliously as a moreid, and chatoyim are those that he did beshogeg. So he's confessing all of these things. And he says, I have done all of these sins, ani uvesi, I and my household, meaning his wife, but also the people of the household. Ana Hashem, I beg of you, Hashem. And again, in this case, the Yerushalmi says, he says Bishem instead of Hashem. But again, he says Ana Hashem, pronouncing the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kaper Na, forgive now, please, La Avonos, for the wicked acts, V'la Peshoyim, the rebellions, V'la Chatoyim, and the sins, She'al Visi, that I acted wickedly, B'she Pashati, and that I rebelled, B'she Chatasi, and that I sinned Lefanecha, in front of you, Ani Uvesi, I and my household. Kakosa Besoros Moshe Avdecha, and this part we don't necessarily actually repeat, but like it says in the Torah of your servant Moshe, Ki Vayom Hazei Chapra Aleichem Mikol Chatoseichem Lufnei Hashem Titoru, the rest of the pasuk, and he says that on this day the Kohen Gadol will bring a kapara, or will be the agent of a kapara for all of you. V'hein on in Acharav, and all of the people answer after him. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Bo'ed, blessed is his name, the glory of his kingship forever and ever, as we say when we do the avoda on Yom Kippur Musaf, and that's when everybody bows down. They use this instead of Amen, because in the Beis HaMikdash, whenever anybody made a bracha, you said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Bo'ed instead of Amen.